Good morning to our book reviewer this morning. It's Adrian Hardingham from Unity Books, and he has been reading Slough House by Mick Herron.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yep. Yes, it's Slough House. It's a spy thriller. This is the seventh book in a series by the British crime spy writer Mick Herron. He's been writing them for 11 years, so there's a bit of history here. So I'll just run through the scenario. Slough House is the drab building in central London where a unit of the Secret Service operates. It's nicked, the team that operates out of it are nicknamed the Slow Horses. They're misfits, incompetent. They've been demoted to Slough House due to errors they made, such as leaving top secret documents on buses, things like that. So they end up working in Slough House. It's run by a guy called Jackson Lamb. He's an old school spy. He's a pretty repellent character. He's gross. He's described as obese, flatulent, and obscene. He seems to have no sympathy for his slow horses. But if you cross them the wrong way, or if you attack them, whether you're a foreign spy or a bureaucrat, he will stand up for them. Slough House, this latest novel, it's a great thriller. The team discover that their records have been wiped from the MI5 database. At the same time, a couple of them think they're being trailed, followed by other agents, and then one of their ex-members dies. So that's the starting point of the novel. They're very suspicious. I won't spoil too much more of the plot because it's a thriller and you need to keep on reading. It's set in modern Britain in the wake of the Novichok poisonings by Russian agents. There are democracy protests by British versions of the French Yellow Vest movements, and there's post-Brexit uncertainty and the super rich involving themselves in how MI5 is run. Herron's one of the few spy fiction authors who doesn't claim to have worked for the spy agency before, but he has created a real authentic world, complete with details of spy work, you know, internal politics, colloquialisms like slow horses, things like that. So he's a good environment, and he's got something to rival Le Carré's George Smiley and his circus, except he's funnier, and that's the key difference here. Humour is his big thing. It's a satire of office politics. We all know what it's like to be forced into an office with a bunch of people we don't particularly get on with and being told we're part of a team and have to work with them. It mocks bureaucracy. It's a comic take on the wider politics of Britain. There's the recent effect of Brexit, which even Herron can't quite get himself to actually write on paper. He refers to it as you-know-what. There's an ex-politician called Peter Judd, who's now in PR, and he has a clear resemblance...
Nick Clegg?
He's described as the before shot in a set of before and after photos. And so he's a Boris Johnson guy.
Oh, right.
Dog whistle politics and a wolf whistle mindset is how he's described. But at the end of the day, it's Jackson Lamb, the head of the Slow Horses, who's Herron's great creation here. He presides over his slow horses, dishing out very funny insults and reminding them of their failures. His shoeless feet in threadbare socks on the desk while drinking and smoking far too much for the 21st century readers. He coughs and worse. He's a gross comic figure, the most over-the-top character you can imagine in this otherwise really plausible world in an effective crime thriller. In the end, it's a very good spy thriller. It's probably my favourite of his. He's written seven novels. It's exciting, it's tense, surprising, and it's even a bit sad. But it's also quite funny.
Excellent. All right. Sounds like you're loving it. I still haven't worked out now whether it's Slough or Slow House.
It's Slough. As in the British town, Slough.
Thought so.
Yeah.
Slough House by Mick Herron. Office meets MI5 by the sounds of it,
yep.
but a great crime thriller. John Murray, the publisher, $35 the price. Adrian Hardingham, thanks very much for your review.